Here's another question we've been pondering since the attacks last week. Is it ISIS or Daesh? The extremist group most people call ISIS calls itself the Islamic State, but French officials and many in the Mideast have long referred to it as Daesh, and lately so does U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
One thing is certain. Daesh will continue to spread until or unless it is stopped.
The term Daesh has been in use for a while among Arabic speakers, according to Zeba Khan. She writes about Islam and politics, and more than a year ago, she wrote a story for the Boston Globe titled Words Matter in ISIS War, So Use Daesh.
Daesh is actually the Arabic acronym for ISIS. It stands for al-Dawla al-Islamiyya fi al-Iraq wa al-Sham, which essentially means the Islamic State in Iraq and Greater Syria. And the reason why it adds value to this conversation, as opposed to the terms that we're normally used to, is that it can also be understood as a play on words, alluding to more derogatory descriptions of the group. And those derogatory descriptions include things like to trample or crush, or a bigot who imposes their view.
So what does ISIS, which is the term I've come to use to describe this group, what does ISIS want to be called?
Nowadays, they want to be called Islamic State, or IS. And this really we should pause and think about, because the fact that they've changed their name so many times, going back to 1999, if you go all the way back, but even from 2013, where they were ISIS, and then in 2014, dropped the second two letters and just became Islamic State, that tells us a lot about their goals, which are really aspirational goals about seeing a broad Islamic State, not limited by region or country. And these are goals that the United States government unequivocally rejects, as do our allies. My point is basically that the U.S. should be leaning into the narrative and the worldview of the people that we're supporting and not the narrative of the terrorists.
So you wrote this article about the word Daesh more than a year ago. What's been happening in the last 12 months, and how do you account for why many in the West continue to refer to the group as ISIS, and now there's this new trend to calling them Daesh?
France has actually been a leader on this outside of the Middle East. France has been calling the terrorist Daesh since last year. Since then, Australia as well has taken up the term, as has Turkey. But more important to me than any of those states is the fact that the people on the ground who face a daily brunt of brutality from these terrorists, they call them Daesh. There's a very strong literary history in the Middle East that goes back centuries. And the mechanisms of allusion and double meaning, there's a very strong tradition of that in the region. And if you put that in context of the fact that many people in the region have lived under brutal authoritarian regimes and have not been able to speak their mind, double meaning becomes all the more important.
When was the term Daesh actually coined, and who coined it?
It was coined in 2013 by a Syrian activist. His name was Khalid al-Hajj Saleh. And it's been picked up through the media. It's also something you'll see, it's popular in satirical form as well in the Middle East. Again, playing on the idea that you can use double meaning. Mm.
Now, I'm told that Daesh is just one letter different from the Arabic word Daesh. What does Daesh mean?
Daesh, I believe it means to tread on. Daesh is based on a three-letter root system, and classical Arabic, also classical Hebrew for that matter, work in this way where it has three basic letters, and from those letters you can conjugate into many different forms. If you add certain vowels, which sometimes are just dots, it can change the meaning. And if you do that with the base root of the letters that form Daesh, you can come up with a lot of double meanings that have very negative connotations.
Well, as you said, words matter when you write. Why was it important for you that we call this group Daesh?
Because I think it gets to the longer haul view of what's going on. The group is keenly aware that the war of words matters just as much as the brutal acts that they commit. And we should be paying attention to the words as much as they are. If the United States government uses ISIS or ISIL, which is what the Obama administration officially uses, then we're essentially giving them and their worldview legitimacy.
Zeba Khan writes about Islam and politics. Thanks very much for your time, Zeba.
Thank you.